This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a legal battle for the usage of an old YMCA building. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
When a nonprofit foundation purchased the former YMCA building in 2018, there wasn't an issue. But now that it wants to lease that building to a church, the Ventura County Superior Court had to get involved. The Liberty Council has filed a response brief to the court on behalf of the foundation that purchased the old YMCA and has entered into a leasing agreement with Godspeak Calvary Chapel Church. The Dos Ventios Community Preservation Association is suing the city of Thousand Oaks, California, in an attempt to force the city to discriminate against the nonprofit and the church. They are arguing that the church shouldn't be considered a religious organization with protection under the qualifying Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act, which would require the city to give equal treatment to the church as it would any other zoning decisions, which makes the permit process more complicated for the church. Liberty Council says that the demands of the plaintiffs would have been discriminatory and unconstitutional because they would have subjected the church and the foundation to different and more difficult burdens solely because of their religious affiliation. Matt Staver, the founder and chairman of Liberty Council, says that it is time for the Ventura County Superior Court to dismiss this frivolous lawsuit against the Christian church. It is a violation of the law to welcome a YMCA but refuse a church. The city of Thousand Oaks followed the law, but a small handful of people want the city to violate zoning laws and federal laws to discriminate against the use of the building for religious services. This will not happen. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.